Welcome to Cool Climate Living. My name is Monica Morse, and today I'm talking about the Autumn Colours programme of events. It's a great time of year in Bathurst, and we can make the most of our special season. But I really must play this piece of music first. It's Autumn Leaves with Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
First, I'm going to talk to Sandy Bathgate, a man who takes great interest in the heritage of Bathurst and who's also the convener of the Bathurst Heritage Trades Trail. Then I'll chat with Chris Stewart from the Family History Group, who's been involved in Autumn Colours for many years and is known for his picnic lunches on cemetery tours when he goes outside Bathurst. Lastly, I hear from Dan Cove, who's Bathurst Tourism Manager and the coordinator not only of Autumn Colours, but also Heritage Week. Sandy, we're all looking forward to the Heritage Trades Trail again this year. So just explain what that is.
Oh, fantastic, Monica. Look, it's a celebration of traditional trades and crafts, particularly the ones that you would have found in Bathurst in the 19th century when Australia's first inland settlement started. It's the crafts and trades we use to build our houses, make our clothes, knit our blankets, create our lace. It's all those wonderful traditional crafts like blacksmithing and timber working, shingle splitting for our roofs. And there's over 100 very talented artisans who are going to demonstrate this craft over 2 days on the 28th and 29th of March in 4 heritage locations in Bathurst. And we want everyone to come.
What started you on this? Why did you get involved in this?
Well, really, we were looking for something that would showcase Bathurst's heritage once a year as a marquee event, because heritage and history has been identified as one of the key drivers of our visitor economy. And so we wanted to say, look, here's an event you can come to celebrate our heritage and history.
Why did you start on looking at woodworking and splitting shingles? I mean, why you?
Well, look, I'd seen it done elsewhere. Down in Victoria, a very successful privately run festival, a bit like this one. Ours is a bit different, but a similar sort of idea of celebrating these traditional trades. And I got the idea there and went to council and said, look, I know you're looking for a marquee heritage event. We could do this. And council said, yes, we could.
Talking about these shingles, now describe what a shingle is, because you don't see shingles anymore.
Well, some of you will probably live in an old house with a tin roof, and there's a possible chance that under that tin roof will be the original shingles, because up till about 1870, we didn't have corrugated iron, didn't exist. And so what we were to put on our roofs to keep the weather out, we put bits of wood. And so shingles are thin slithers of timber overlapping like tiles, but only made out of timber. And they're nailed onto the roof like slate, very much like the Welsh slate. We used timber. And when you look at the photos of Bathurst in the 1870s, it's a sea of shingles. Houses everywhere, public buildings, you name it, all had shingle roofs.
They'd have been a bit fire-prone, wouldn't they? So you're going to have somebody actually showing how they sat there. I mean, they must have had hundreds of shingles on a roof. Sit there at your heritage trades trail, cutting shingles.
That's exactly right. It's manual labour. There's a special tool that you use with a big mallet to get a raw piece of wood and split it into shingles. And Malcolm McCausland will be there making shingles, and he might even give you a go.
Wow. They had patience in those days, and not only, what should we say, artisan activities, but women did sewing and spinning and knitting, all sorts of things, and it must have been so dark.
Well, just imagine, no television, no radio. What did you do at night? Well, apart from the obvious, you sat around doing these things. You knitted your rug or you did your crochet work to create things for your home. You couldn't go down to Bunnings or Quick Sew or anywhere, you had to do it for yourself. And so the women at night would sit there, you know, by lamplight, ruining their eyes, knitting and crocheting and candle wicking and embroidering. And the trades trail will show all those skills. And indeed, with some of those what I call soft trade skills, you can come and do a workshop. So if you want to know how to do candle wicking, come to the trades trail and do a workshop.
That's one thing that I get concerned about, is that young people aren't picking up those techniques or sitting down with grandma and learning how to knit. Can they sit down with someone and learn how to knit?
Yes, there's, in addition to a candle wicking workshop, you can do a knitting for beginners and you can do a crocheting for beginners. So if you've got any interest, I would urge you to sit down with people who really do know what they're doing, who are trying to keep these traditional crafts alive. Because you're quite right, they are disappearing. We've got a very active couple of groups in Bathurst that do this work, and they're just itching to share it with you.
Now, it's a trail, so where do we go and how do we get there? Tell me where the main things are, and can you go there and drive, or do you catch a bus?
It is a trail. There are four venues. You can start at any venue you like. In the centre of town, around King's Parade, around our town's wonderful town square, there are three of the venues. There's a venue at the Uniting Church Hall in William Street, just opposite Makati Park there. There's a venue in Walshaw Hall, wonderful arts and crafts building next to the Anglican Cathedral. And then right behind that is, hidden away, is the Bathurst Scout Hall. And people will be able to actually see the Scout Hall and see it inside for the first time. So that's a surprise. So you go from one of those to the other, and it's very easy walking. So just park your car and walk to those three. The fourth venue is up at the former agricultural research station next to Charles Sturt University. It's the largest of the venues and tends to showcase the traditional farm and manual labour style skills. 5-minute drive, plenty of parking, or you can catch the wonderful Bathurst shuttle bus for free, which is doing a round between the venues. So every half hour, the shuttle bus will roll up, just hop on, hop off. It doesn't cost you anything to move around between the venues.
What are the big things we'll see up at the old farm?
Well, the list is almost endless, but I've got a real treat for you. We have, for the first time, a button maker. Oh. And Tom crafts buttons out of pieces of wood. And this is a very traditional skill. You know, they didn't have plastic or anything. They had to find something to make their buttons out of. Well, one thing they did was to carve, or whittle, as Tom calls it, whittle buttons. And these are fantastic little pieces of craft. And the other thing Tom does, which I think he's going to demonstrate, is he'll get a chunk of wood and he'll whittle away a chain. And so he'll make a wooden chain out of a solid block of wood. Now, I'm just really looking forward to seeing him do this. He's a real craftsman. So that's a very interesting one. And in addition to that, we've got people who make spoons, for example, out of bits of wood. A couple of very professional spoon makers. And in fact, I think we've got a workshop, a spoon making workshop, if you want to learn how to do that. You can do something like really different. You can learn how to tan a rabbit skin pelt. There's a workshop from our wonderful tanner, E. Yang. Some really unusual skills on show. Look, heaps and heaps more. Blacksmiths, farriers, metal workers, anything to do with chopping up pieces of wood one way or another, machine with big machines and saws. A wonderful display of convict memorabilia. A huge man trap I've seen one of them's bringing. There'll be Cobb & Co. coach rides, which is very popular. Everyone loves that. There'll be Little Bo Pip, which is the Pip the horse wanders around dressed as a sheep. lots of yard games for the kids, food, and you can do a wine tasting masterclass up there if you want to.
Have you found that there are people in Bathurst that have these hidden skills that are suddenly now saying, well, actually, I can do that?
I think that's right. I think I see some of these folk gaining in confidence. And what seems to be happening, which is an absolute thrill, is that some of them have started off a bit tentatively, but over the last 4 years with us have gained the confidence to actually go out and do this sort of work for other people on a paid basis. And so some of the trades and crafts find that their order book fills up at the trades trail for the next 12 months. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, you've become a bit of a star yourself with all this because you've been, I understand, on television last week and you've been at the show in Sydney, the Royal Sydney Show. People are suddenly saying, Bathurst has this wonderful trades trail.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope the word's getting out. We want to encourage people to come from not just Bathurst but from the Central West, Blue Mountains, and if they're in Sydney and want to see something that they would never see otherwise, it's not that hard to have a weekend getaway up here and do something really, really different.
What's your favourite one of all this? Do you have one that you wish I could do?
Well, now you're asking. I'm just in absolute awe of all the different trades. I don't know. I think maybe whip cracking is what I'd like to learn how to do. I'm a bit scared I'll cut my finger off or wrap it around my neck or something like that. But we do have an expert whip cracker, Brad Harper.
Have you got a whip? Because we've got a whip here. When we went to Ockhama, our sister city, we took Michael's cattle whip and there was a big atrium in their town hall and he cracked it and they loved it, but they could never do it themselves. And they were so envious of whip cracking. Now, there you go. You can borrow Michael's whip and have a go.
Well, not only can you crack a whip, and Brad will get you cracking a whip even if you've never done it before, you can then go across to Robin Wills, who makes whips, and Robin will make your whip. There you go.
I love this idea of the whole thing. Now, tell me, how do you get your tickets or what do you have to do? Where do you get the program? How do you find out all these details?
Well, look, the easiest way is to go to the Visit Bathurst website. So it's visitbathurst.com.au. It's got all the program. It's got all the workshops, lots and lots of pictures and information. It's got the map of how to find the various venues and how to get about. And it's got a comprehensive list of what you're going to see at each of the venues.
Can you just turn up at one venue on the Saturday and get a ticket to go around?
Well, look, you can. That's really easy too. So tickets are sold at the venues. Mm. You know, if you go online, your ticket is 25% cheaper than buying it at the venue, so there's an incentive.
Well, how much is it?
It's $15 online and $20 at the gate, and that gets you access to all four venues and gets you access both days. And if you bring your kids, the kids come in for free.
What time does it start?
starts at 10 o'clock, runs till 4, and these activities are going on all the time.
What if it rains? Wouldn't that be nice?
What can I say? Well, look, three of the venues are in halls, and so are not weather affected. The Agricultural Research Station is an open-air venue, but there's lots of marquees, and there's big sheds that we run many of the artisans in. So it's still open for business. You can get out of the weather if the weather's against us.
It is great fun, though, isn't it? It's very relaxed. It's not formal. It's just fun. Wear your sensible shoes and don't mind if you get a bit grubby.
Anything goes. And, you know, if you want to join in the fun and dress up, some people do, you know, and they come along in all sorts of gear. You know, I think we had an undertaker wandering around last year. I'm not quite sure why. We certainly had a few steampunkers and the usual colonial dressed types. We have this famous convict chap who runs around making a fool of himself, who people seem to like. But, you know, and you get this spontaneity happening, which I just love. Part of the program is we have a number of people who make musical instruments. So there's a violin maker and a dulcimer maker and a mandolin maker and so forth. And what we find is, what we found particularly last time was that all of a sudden we have an impromptu musical performance where these people join together and have a jam. And it just it's just a fantastic atmosphere, music being created on the spot.
Very special. March the 28th, 29th, Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets, go along, and thank you very much for talking to us.
It's been wonderful to be here.
Sandy's choice of music is far from heritage. He has asked for Roy Orbison singing Uptown. Now, Chris, you've been involved in the Autumn Colours Festival for quite a long time now. How long have you been doing it?
Since about 2008, Monica. Quite a long time.
And how come you got involved? Why do you like doing it?
I had noticed the Autumn Colours program, and at the time I thought, well, I could be involved in that. And I suggested to Christopher Morgan to come over to home, and I'd open Glendower up to have a look at my home.
And you started off in a very small way, and now you're on the committee.
Yes, on the subcommittee for the Bathurst Family History Group for the Autumn Colours, and we work throughout the year looking at the program for the year coming, the next year.
Now, when does it start?
The first event's the 27th of March. It's a trip out to Charlton, which is the hub of the McPhillamy family, a well-known family in Bathurst, and we take a driving tour out there.
When you say we, now is that you? Because I've heard that you have some very nice tours. Tell me about the trip to Charlton.
Right, well, this trip's actually been organised by Jeff Hook. He's a member of the Family History Group. He has a particular interest in the McPhillamys, being a relative, and we're going to do a driving tour, and he'll take us out there. We'll have a look at the homestead and everything else.
And how do you go on that? I mean, where do you book it up?
You can just book via the Bathurst Visitor Information Centre. They've got the details, and it's free of charge.
You mean it's free to go on a bus tour?
No, it's a driving tour. You're following cars.
Oh.
Yes.
So somebody leads the way, mm-hmm. and you follow along poop-poop.
Yes, we follow Jeff along. He'll stop at certain points of interest, explain the history, and then we'll end up at Charlton, have another talk, and even visit the little cemetery out there.
So how many cars do you get all following you around? Yeah, hundreds, no.
From 10 to 15, sometimes a little bit more, because you get people car sharing, carpooling.
Now, where is that, Charlton? Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, we're going out past the Rockley Way out the back there. So it's actually around Charlton's an area, but there's a home there called Charlton as well.
Oh, so just as well, you've just got to keep following the people in front.
Yeah.
And do you stop for lunch?
We're hoping to stop for a picnic lunch of sorts, yes.
Now, I hear you do tours to cemeteries. Tell me about those.
Wow. Yeah, Bathurst Cemetery Wanders started some years ago. I remember the late Theo Barker doing the tours, and it stopped for a while, so I thought it'd be a good idea to reinvigorate them and start again. So we've probably been going now 7 or 8 years, I guess, on these. And our one coming up for this Autumn Colours has a musical note, no pun intended. So we're looking at the musicians that were up in the cemetery.
Well, you mean our Bathurst Cemetery?
Yes, in the general cemetery off Dean Street, yes.
Are there many musicians up there that are playing heavenly tunes?
I think we're looking at about 10 different musicians, and there's a special section on the Salvation Army this year as well.
Oh, well, the Salvos always used to have a marching band, didn't they?
Very musical. Our very own Iris Dorset's looking after that, so she has family connections there, so it should be very interesting.
What's the highlight of the Autumn Colours Festival for you? What's the best thing about it?
I think that it brings out people into local history and you get to exchange information. People often meet relatives. You get new people coming on board who want to run a tour next year. So it gets the local community involved and you do see the same faces year after year, which is great. They come back all the time.
And why do you know so much about these things?
Just by being a Bathurst, I guess, and exposed to history. You can ask anyone in town, they'll always share their information, particularly the Bathurst Family History Group or the Historical Society. It's very convivial and they look after you, they share the information.
What do you do at the Family History Group?
I'm on the committee and I'm on the subcommittee for the Autumn Colours. So we help people do research. We've got new rooms now down at the Senior Citizens and we're open a lot more, so we're more accessible nowadays.
So you can find out who your granny was?
Oh, I knew that years ago, yes, through family histories. Yeah.
But other people can find out about their grannies.
Certainly can, yes, they can locate their grannies, yeah.
And which particular tours are you doing this year?
Doing the cemetery wander. Myself and Felicity Baines are doing the My Block walk, which is always very interesting. It's the local block in town, doing Keppel, Rankin, Piper and George Street this year.
Well, I mean, we all walk around these places, but we don't really see much. So what do you do? Do you stop at the places, stop at the houses and say, this is so-and-so?
Yes, so we'll stop at a house of interest, something of a bit of age, or if someone interesting lived there, or if it was a former shop, or in the case of Keppel Street, the old Oddfellows Hall, which is the Bathurst Hall. And we have, the walk normally goes for about an hour or so.
And you do the talking?
Myself and Felicity, yeah, we share the load. And then, of course, people in the audience that are walking with you often have some input too and some good stories.
Oh, really? So they know stories about the houses and the people?
Yes, and behind it all are a number of Bathurst Family History Group members who are doing research and chasing up photos and what have you.
Another cemetery tour I can see in the book is the Chinese Cemetery. Where's that?
This is in the General Cemetery. Juanita Kwok's doing it this year. She has a special interest. She was studying at Charles Sturt, and she's got a family interest in the Chinese history in Bathurst.
She did a talk in Hill End about the Chinese, and she was very interesting about the Chinese gold miners in Hill End. So she's done this as really looking into things.
Yeah, and I guess it's a part of our history that the Chinese have been here since before the gold rushes and during that and contributed a lot to the community.
There's also an interest in the area of the old settlement. Is there going to be a tour in that?
I believe so, yeah. Rob McLaughlin's probably looking after that. And the town square also has a walk.
Tell me about the town square, because there's lots of interest in the town square. There is a booklet that tells you all the things that you can see and do during the Autumn Colours program. Now, where do you get that?
Right, well, that's available at the Bathurst Visitor Information Centre, Martin King's Antiques. If you go down to Jack Duggan's, it's there. Basically, it's anywhere that will accept the booklets, and we've never been turned around or away yet. People always take them.
Well, do they have them at the library?
Yes, they do. They're down at the library.
Because the library has some very interesting things, doesn't it? It has some books from the old School of Arts, I understand.
It does. There's part of a collection down there. I think it's 2,000 to 3,000 books from memory that are in the compactors at the back, and hopefully one day they'll see the light of day.
Have you been to the Rail Museum yet?
I have. I was very fortunate to get a preview look at that and have a good connection with that. My family, I've got some photos down there. My parents' wedding reception was held there, as were many 21st and parties and things. So there's a picture of my mother on the wall, my grandmother, my dad, yes. So very interesting, because they're third-generation railway workers. So,
is that, what did your grandfather do?
My father was a fettler. My grandfather worked on the railway. I'm not sure what he did, but my great-grandfather was also with the engineering side of it in the railway.
And did they know Ben Chifley?
My grandfather did on mum's side, yes. And his sister was Phyllis Donnelly. He's Ben Chifley's secretary.
Wow. Do you actually ask your grandparents and, well, your father too, to tell you the stories? Because we don't do that enough, do we? We don't listen to their stories.
I think we should. They're all passed now. I've still got mum alive, of course, but all the grandparents on both sides are gone, so is dad. So yes, talk to them on the rainy days when they start chatting, just write it down, and always ask the questions, because everyone's got an interesting life that they've led.
And do you live in an old house?
I do, yes, an old house, yeah, one of the early ones in Bathurst.
Well, how old is it?
1885, built for Lewis Lloyd. He was the Copper King out of Burriga, and Lloyd's Road's named after him, and it's in Lloyd's Road. So, yeah, very old home, very lovely old home, anyway, in my opinion.
When did your parents move there?
There in 1984.
Oh, really, quite recently. They didn't move there as children.
Oh, God, no, no, no. It was the home of the Nightingales, the Forens. It's had many people through there. Mm. And the McPhillamys, of course, which is connected to the same ones Jeff's doing the tour on. It was Percy McPhillamy, who was a stock and station agent.
Well, of course, that's a very well-known name, isn't it, the McPhillamys, especially for racing people, the McPhillamys. So how old is the house out at Arkell?
I have to check on that, but I think it's around the 1850s, thereabouts, 1860s, yes. It's stone construction. There's a single story remaining at the moment, but it was at one stage a double-story home. It had convicts on the property as well.
There's some lovely stuff around Bathurst, isn't there?
Yeah, you just got to, well, dig a bit and look into the history. There's still lots surviving. It's just been forgotten and it's sitting out of the way. You just got to locate it.
Well, that's the joy of things like the Autumn Colours Festival, isn't it? That it actually is the opportunity for people to have a look at the history.
It does, and for years, Jeff Hook, who's running the Charlton, he used to come on all the cemetery wanders, and he came up one day and said, I've got some stories to tell. So this is his second or third year. So we often get people like that who are now doing their own tours. So it encourages people to tell their story.
And I see in the booklet there's a tour of Perthville Convent.
Yeah, very interesting. The sisters run that, Sister Alice, and the sisters run it. They have morning and afternoon tea, depending on when they're running it. There's also a very interesting cemetery out there where the sisters are, and a museum.
Well, the committee that you're involved with, do you go and talk to all these people that offer their services to this wonderful festival?
Yes, yeah, so we'll sit around. If we have some ideas, we'll find out who's got connections, who knows anyone, approach those people, see if they're willing to participate, and we go from there.
Well, there might be some people listening who would like to put their hands up. So where would they go and talk to somebody at the Historical Society?
It's the Bathurst Family History Group for most of these this year. So by all means, try and come on some of the tours, make yourself known to us, say hello, see what's involved, and then come and see us after that, and we might get you involved next year.
Because the more people that are involved, the better, really.
The more variety. Juanita Quox, the Chinese Cemetery. We've got Iris on board now with the Salvation Army, which is good. It's adding a lot more variety in the tours.
And during this Autumn Colours Festival, there's the Bathurst Show. There's the Bathurst Showground, isn't it? That on during that time. It's actually over Anzac Day too. It all falls in the month of April, and before Proclamation Day, which is of course in May. So there's lots of heritage stuff at the showground.
Yes, Jan Page is doing a tour down there in the showground. We did it last year, we're doing it again this year. I give Jan help. She does all the research and the information, looks at the pavilions, the buildings, the history of the showground. And we're also doing one down by the river, which is all down around the Macquarie River area, talking about the lives and the people down there.
Well, the show's been going for more than 125 years, something like that, hasn't it? It's a real heritage show, which is great fun because there's all sorts of things like the sheepdogs and apart from the fun of the fair, but there's wood chopping and horses and sheep and cattle, all sorts of things at the show.
And it's great for family. I don't think there wouldn't be a family in town who haven't got relatives' photos going to the show, all in their very Sunday best. They were sort of cornered, a photo taken, that was your memento of the show.
There used to be a man there that did silhouettes, is it? Or,
yeah. I do recall him. Very fine silhouettes. He'd sit there and cut them out on the cardboard. I'm not sure. I haven't been for a couple of years, but I'm not sure if there's someone down there. Maybe.
I don't think he's there anymore. I think he was quite old then. Yeah. But there's lots of things at the show, and that's on around about Anzac Day. I know Anzac Day is one of the days during the show. There's lots of things happening in April in Bathurst.
There's so much on. You'd be hard-pressed not to find something to enjoy. And get the booklet I suggest and start making a list up.
It's not all dry and dusty history, though, is it?
Oh, no, no. There's some very interesting stuff there. You just got to dig a little bit, and there's some good gossip, as Dr. Rob will tell you. But, yeah, very interesting. You never know what you'll find out.
Well, nothing like a bit of scandal and a bit of gossip. Oh, goodness me. Thank you very much for talking to us, Chris. Do get the information. And a lot of the tours are free, so you don't have to pay lots of money. It's a wonderful time in Bathurst, isn't it?
It's a great time in Bathurst. So come along, enjoy it, and say hello and make some new friends.
Last time Chris was on Cool Climate Living, he quoted a piece by the Irish ballad group called The High Kings, and he gave a translation. Thought I'd read it again. Last night, as I strolled abroad on the far side of my farm, I was approached by a comely maiden who left me distraught and weak. I was captivated by her demeanour and shapeliness, by her sensitive and delicate mouth. I hastened to approach her, but for Ireland, I'd not tell her name. But this time, Chris has chosen California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. Daniel, it's that time of year again when the leaves go beautiful colours and we have an Autumn Colours Festival. So what are we having this year? And I think part of it is Heritage Week. So tell me about the whole programme and Heritage Week.
Yeah, absolutely. So autumn, it's traditionally one of the most beautiful times, as everyone knows, in the Bathurst region, but it's also one of the best times for us to celebrate our long cultural history. So every year we run a series of events. The Autumn Colours program is very much a feature and a focus on the local community calendar. And then there is the concept of Heritage Week, which traditionally has been, if I'm honest, little more than Proclamation Day, of course, which is a tremendously important day for Bathurst. But the idea behind Heritage Week was that it was to put the real focus on celebrating the longevity of the city, the way that we cherish and maintain our heritage and our heritage buildings, while at the same time being a progressive modern city. So this year, Heritage Week is actually going to be something a little bit more than it has been in the past. There are a number of activities that now coincide with the week itself. So the week runs from the 2nd of May to the 10th of May, and those who are good at maths will notice that's slightly more than a week. It's Saturday through to the following Sunday. And one of the big features, of course, is still the Proclamation Day, which is the 3rd, Sunday the 3rd of May, down at the Flagstaff. But a number of attractions around town, a number of historic buildings, and a number of the cultural facilities have got on board with some activities throughout that week, which really add a certain richness to it. So there are activities at the library, the gallery, Abercrombie House, Miss Trail's House, some of the real icons of Bathurst.
Strictly speaking, Proclamation Day, the day that Governor Macquarie came across the Blue Mountains with all his horses and soldiers, that was the day when he put the very first flagstaff up. Now, that's May the 7th. But as a city, we celebrate on the first Sunday of May, which this year is the 3rd of May. So it's 5 years. It's unbelievable, 5 years since we had our very new, wonderful flagstaff unveiled. But that's the spot where we say that's Proclamation Day, because he proclaimed a city of Bathurst.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, indeed, technically the 3rd of May is a little shy of the actual day of the raising of the flag. But it's still a fantastic time for Bathurstians to come together and remember what a momentous achievement it was to cross the mountains and the establishment of the first inland settlement. If you look back on just how difficult the trip was and how much of a massive deal this was for the fledgling colony, it's certainly worth remembering and celebrating annually.
Mind you, it must have looked rather lovely by the Macquarie River with all that space, having come from horrible, smoky, dark and wet England. On the Sunday, well, what's happening on the Sunday? What can we go and do and see?
Well, if you come on down to the flagstaff between 10 and 12, there is, of course, the celebration for the founding of Bathurst and the raising of the flag, and there is a morning tea and a splendid chance to walk along the Surveyor's Trail and to really explore the pillars of what has made the early history of Bathurst into the modern city of Bathurst today.
The pillars, actually, with the old veranda posts of the Royal Hotel, and they've been put down further along the riverbank with names of people who've contributed to Bathurst.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, that's the essence of Heritage Week and to an extent the essence of celebrating our cultural heritage throughout the autumn period, is to make sure that these just don't disappear into distant memory, that we do recollect and we celebrate and we acknowledge how they have influenced our city and made it into what it is these days.
I had a very significant event one year down at Proclamation Day when old Bill Allen, who was a much-loved Wiradjuri elder in Bathurst, and he and I stood on a little stage and told stories. And that's a special day which we can share with the Wiradjuris. There's a day that we can tell stories together. So that's Proclamation Day in the morning. What's next on your programme for Heritage Week?
Well, there is obviously the overlap with the Autumn Colours tours, the Autumn Heritage tours that are running. So throughout the week there are such activities as the very popular My Block Walk, where you will explore a particular section of the central Bathurst Heritage Conservation Area. There are tours out at Perthville, the great convent out there, of course, and around Rockley Village as well. And the following weekend on the 9th is a guided tour. So these are all in the Autumn Colours 2020 programme, which is available online, or, of course, we've got the lovely printed version as well. But there's a few particular events that are only happening through Heritage Week which actually aren't in the programme. For example, particularly exciting, there's a wonderful exhibition on at the Bathurst Historical Society Museum. It's called Transports of Delight, which is an exhibition of, rather interestingly, historical luggage and travel accessories. We were talking about the difficulties of travelling back in those days. People tend to forget just how important people's luggage were, and these little great old chests and trunks that people used to cart, well, in this case, across the mountains, but once upon a time, of course, all around the world on the steamships. So, yeah, definitely worth popping into the museum to check that one out.
And the Historical Society Museum is in the left wing of the courthouse, and that's a really lovely place to go. So Transports of Delight. Oh, none of this sort of how many kilograms can you put on the aeroplane?
No, absolutely not. I still actually have my grandfather's trunk at home from when he emigrated from England out to Australia in the 1950s, and it's a wonderful, wonderful piece of furniture. Another really interesting piece of Bathurst history that's being celebrated at the Bathurst Regional Art Gallery is an exhibition of work from an artist who initially was at the Bathurst Migrant Camp, which is particularly fascinating. At the Visitor Information Centre, it's one of the aspects of our history we get asked about as much as anything else. Ancestry tourism is becoming quite an emergent trend at the moment, people trying to discover their roots, where their families came from, and of course the Bathurst Migrant Camp was a hugely, enormously important part of the post-war period in Australia.
What next that we can go and see?
Well, if you haven't been to Miss Trail's house in Bathurst, first of all, shame on you. But secondly, now is a very good time to do that. And there's a couple of particular events on at Miss Trail's as well. So Saturday the 2nd, the day before we're celebrating Proclamation Day, we've got a live photo shoot at Miss Trail. So bring your camera. There's house tours. It's been nicknamed Shoot Miss Trail, which is interesting and eye-catching when you see it on a poster.
Not very good in the Me Too movement.
No, but it's all about the photographic shoot, of course. But Miss Trail's house is one of those fascinating little pieces of Bathurst's heritage that perhaps often is taken for granted, and of course it shouldn't be. It's a wonderful, wonderfully preserved little property.
I like the... She's had a very narrow single bed, and there's her hairbrushes and things. It's very intimate, isn't it, Miss Trail's house?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the furniture is such a point of interest as you wander around, and just contrasting these examples of how people used to live and the way that they're so perfectly protected. I mean, Miss Trail's house, Chifley Home, I mean, these are just fantastic examples that we're so fortunate to have. Sunday the 10th, of course, as well as Mother's Day, and there is a Mother's Day at Miss Trail's house with a garden picnic. Bring your own, live music, games. It's from 10 to 4, and it's free, no booking required. So fabulous opportunity to get down, check out Miss Trail's house.
And bring your mother. Now, don't forget your mother. Bring chocolates and mother.
Goes without saying, yes, bring your mother for Mother's Day. Take her to Miss Trail's house. And another, not part of the Autumn Colours program, and not in the booklet, but running through Heritage Week, is the chance to have a look around St Stephen's in the town square, St Stephen's Presbyterian Church. So we're running these activities. St Stephen's Treasure, they're running on Saturday the 2nd and Saturday the 9th between 1 and 3 o'clock. It's the chance to discover, you know, the real history and the heritage of this fascinating ancient church in Bathurst with, if my memory is correct, the oldest church bell, I think, in Australia?
Oh, that I don't know. But do you know what's nice about Heritage Week is that you can be a sticky beak. You can get into places during this time which you can never get into normally, and just to have a sticky beak. So that's a lovely idea, to be able to go in, especially churches you feel you shouldn't go in. It's a sort of private place. But here's the opportunity to go in.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose that's really the heart of the program, is it is a behind-the-scenes look at Bathurst's heritage. Everyone can wander past and admire a facade on a beautiful building, and they're worth admiring. They are outstanding. But to go behind the facade and to see the secrets and to hear the stories, the characters, sometimes surprising, sometimes colourful, that have made the history, it really brings it alive. And you've got the chance to do that. Another behind-the-scenes tours I should mention as well during Heritage Week is out at Old Abercrombie House. Always wonderful, always fascinating. Mr. Morgan, Christopher, is running a few activities out there. You can stay the night during Heritage Week. Yes, the principal bedroom in the mansion, the stables, village lodge, the railway carriage. And he's also running a couple of behind-the-scenes night tours as well. So I'm sure many Bathurstians are familiar with Abercrombie House, but it's not without its secrets, and they are worth exploring.
He makes Abercrombie House so exciting. I took a group the other day who were real just petrol heads for the 12-hour race, and he even managed to make it interesting for them, which was so exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we often talk about it as Bathurst's own version of Downton Abbey, which is a bit of a throwaway line, except for the fact that it's true, and it is wonderful. It's extraordinary, extraordinary building. But no, I mean, enormous credit to Christopher, what he's doing out there, the range of activities, the night tours, the ghost tours, of course, just the ability to do the self-guided tours every day, and then the Shakespeare, the jazz. Yeah, it's just one of the great icons of Bathurst.
And what's the last day? You said his Mother's Day is the last day. So what other things can they do on that last day?
Well, the last day is the Sunday. There are a couple of special Mother's Day activities. How's this for an interesting combination? We, of course, have the Mother's Day at Miss Trail's, as we discussed. We've also got a Mother's Day high tea at Abercrombie House. That is always amazing. Their high teas are legendary. And the final activity of the Autumn Colours program also happens on Sunday the 10th, which is the Cemetery Wander, a guided walking tour. So how better to celebrate Mother's Day than taking Mum for a wander through the cemetery? It sounds strange, but I can tell you they're exceptional tours. The stories behind some of the gravestones have been incredibly researched, and they are deeply fascinating.
Yeah, it seems a bit bizarre taking Mother around to somewhere where she might end up in not too distant future. But it is very interesting, actually, the Bathurst Cemetery. And it's so interesting that they put them in different places. Ben Chifley's not in the same place as his wife, is he?
No, I know some of those little more arcane rules back in the day. No, it is fascinating. Look, I won't lie, high tea is probably a more traditional choice for Mum. But, you know, don't overlook the cemetery, Wanda.
Now, there was criticism of you in the last couple of years because you didn't have a booklet, but this year you have a booklet, which people like to keep in the kitchen. They like to see what's on for the autumn colours. And are you going to have a little pamphlet or something for Heritage Week as well?
Yeah, that's correct. We're obviously covering the best of both worlds. We've got the beautiful booklet, and it is very lovely, and it is a great little keepsake and certainly a guide to all the programme. At the same time, of course, it's all available on our website, bathurstregion.com.au, which is also where you can book all your tours or down at the Visitor Information Centre. And yes, there will also be a little booklet to accompany the Heritage Week activities, slightly smaller scale, but a nice one to tuck inside your Autumn Colours 2020 programme and something to hang on to, as well as to make sure you don't miss out on any of these great activities.
And you can come and buy your tickets for the tours down at the Visitor Centre. But what about the high tea at Abercrombie House? Can you pay for that with you, or have you got to go? Yes, you can. You're nodding. So any of these tours, any of these events, go down and see any of the lovely, friendly staff at the Visitor Information Centre. They will give you a booklet that you can keep on the fridge and buy the tickets. So get down there fairly soon, because I know some of them sell out very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And there are a number of the Autumn Colours program activities that don't cost you anything. They're free, but you still need to register because spaces are limited. And again, you can do that online, but if you're in the vicinity, why not pop into the Visitor Centre? It's friendlier and we're always up for a chat and we can book you straight in there.
Well, I think some older people like to come and see someone. It's all very well being on the internet, but it's nice to see someone. So, Daniel, thank you very much for talking to us today, because I know that it's such a special time of year, and just driving up and down the streets of Bathurst, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. There is a reason that it's called the Autumn Colours Programme. The colours are exceptional, they're vibrant. We're so lucky to live in a climate where we have got these distinct seasons. I think there's a special joy in autumn this year as well, seeing as we are coming off a fairly challenging summer. So I think everyone are looking forward to the change of the season, so all the more reason to celebrate autumn 2020.
Until the next time, this is Monica Morse looking forward to you joining me for my programme of Cool Climate Living. I'll leave you to Dan's favourite composer, Vivaldi. We'll first of all hear Summer, which we're just at the end of, and then it goes into Autumn from The Four Seasons by Vivaldi. Thank you.
Thank you.